212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And it's time for the final gift in Sam's survival kit. Now, all this week, I've been giving Bronte some gifts to help and tips as well.
Yes.
To help survive you, Sam, over the next 6 months.
Feel free to continue with the gift giving next week, by the way. I'm thoroughly enjoying that.
You get nothing.
Okay. Oh, Sam. Okay, well, so far, you've had Bean Boozled Jelly Beans, which is a bit of a getting to know you game. On top of that, we had a mirror to get you back from being distracted of things.
Yes.
I just got distracted, as you said.
I know, you're watching TV
as usual.
There's
a trophy on the screen.
You really need to get that mirror out now.
Yeah, I know.
There's also a air horn so that when he falls asleep or he gets distracted, you can use that.
Yep.
Also to scare him. And some bubble wrap because Sam can be a little bit boisterous sometimes.
Yes.
Now, today's
good
gift.
Word.
Yeah, great word.
Today's gift is specifically for
Holy
you.
Holy crap.
It's a big one.
I thought that box was on your desk from a surprise gift from someone in the office.
No. Yours? This is my gift to Bronte today. Now, this area.
Should be the other way around, Bronte. What have you got, Claire?
Done a lot.
No, she has
done a lot.
The studio looks amazing.
She has. This area is very big for its wine, right? Which you may already know. People love wine in this area. Sam knows exactly what I've done.
Okay.
Now, not only is this a great wine area, but I think on a Friday, of all days, you're probably going to need a wine after dealing with Sam for an entire week.
After all my wines.
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought that this might help you
out.
So I'm handing you a box right now.
Big white box. It looks beautiful. Bronte's going to open it now.
If she can figure out how to open it.
On the side there. On the side there, there's a magnetic clip. That's
Got
it.
Him.
What is it, Bronte?
It's a beautifully large glass.
Whoa.
Wine glass with my name on it.
Yes, Claire has a side business called Clarabelle Boutique. Make sure you check it out.
And a keyring. There's never anything that has Bronte on it. You know, in those like little.
That's
oh
it.
Oh my God.
They're never
hey.
Broken it.
Thank you.
I thought that would help you try out all the new wines in the Riverina.
Oh, great.
And on top of that, help you on a Friday after dealing with Sam for 5 whole days.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to be the afternoon. It could be the morning as well.
Well, I've got part two of that present.
Oh,
my gosh.
I got you a bottle.
Oh, here we go. Did he actually?
Why?
No, he didn't. He just gave me the finger in case anyone was wondering. Wow. Thank you, Claire.
That's wonderful.
It's a beautiful gift, Claire.
It is.
For your last day, you are very, very kind.
Oh, I feel very special. Thank you very much.
No worries. Good luck over the next 6 months with him.
Thank you. I'll need it.
As one of our lovely listeners did send us a message this morning saying that.
Ben did.
Sam, just keep trying.
Just keep trying.
Good luck with trying with him. That's all I want to say.
I think that'll be the hardest part.
It was beautiful. And I guess drink up. Cheers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So nice. I hope you enjoyed your gifts. Sam, look after her.
Oh, I will. She's in very capable hands.
Is she?
As you were.
I was or you were? Because I'm pretty sure I taught you everything you know.
As I was, you were. So.
Are you sure you want to go?
She has to.
I know.
I don't really
have
a choice now. I would like to, you know, not have my waters break all over the studio.
Yeah, fair enough. Mm. It's very expensive and techie in here.
They probably wouldn't be very happy with me.
No.
Either way, though, enjoy over the next 6 months.
Thank you so much. We'll miss you.
Miss you guys too.
This is.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
And Claire, this is my chance to say goodbye.
Yes. Our boss has just walked in the room as well, so this is
no pressure.
Just to say hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are we?
Yeah, you've made me nervous now, mate.
No, there's no need to be nervous.
Now, Claire, I wanted to give you a bit of a farewell message because obviously you have been my first co-host.
Yes.
We've been 14 months together, I think. Yes.
About that.
And I remember a specific moment in our time when you were extremely devastated when you couldn't go to see one of your favourite artists. Your two favourite artists are Pink and Nickelback.
Yes.
And you had mosh tickets to Nickelback.
Yeah, but I just found out I was pregnant as well. And I didn't think that moshing at 3 months was probably the smartest idea.
And you were devastated. Obviously, very happy news with the pregnancy and stuff. But I thought the best way to send you off is to give you your own front row seat.
Of what?
To a Nickelback sort of concert. I'll preface this by saying there will be a video up on Facebook later this afternoon. But without further ado.
Oh, no. What have you made?
Here we go.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. It was the first time we had met. Yeah, we hit it off from the outset. And this is our first OB. I had just cracked my freaking iPhone screen. to scream and shout. Sorry, I just love going walkabout. And when you dyed your hair that blue, mate, what the hell was in that shampoo? I told you once that it looked pretty fly. I was so wrong, I've gotta testify. I wonder if it's too late. Well, yes it is, you're about to incubate. Oh, and Bunch made the trip from the GC. It has been nice though being just us three. Oh, 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 oh God, I every memory of looking at that blue door. We tell the guests stop knocking, it ain't a hardware store. It's hard to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye. Every memory of cracking eggs on your head when you and hubby Sam clearly did a ride in bed. It's hard to say it, time to say it. Goodbye, goodbye.
Till next year, just to clarify, but as we all know, I've got the memory of a goldfish, so I just thought it was suitable. Plus, you're having your first baby. It's a girl, and it's a big deal, kiddo. Oh, first two's coming.
Remember that prank we played? I was ready to give a serenade. That girl, Holly, took it really well. But after the date, there was no hotel. We've got our own show on the radio. We sing along with every song we know. I hated Pink and these guys, Nickelback. But you'd put up with my indie crap. Guys, the first guest we scored. It was so late, but we were so on board. He's had a couple of hits since then. I think he owes it to us, amen. No, oh, 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 God, I every memory.
I feel so sorry for everybody that had to just listen to that.
I don't know what's worse, though, to be honest with you, your auto-tune kind of singing or the slow-moving pictures while you stare at me here at the studio.
Was it creepy? Slightly, but it came from the heart. And I
love it,
it was
Sam.
A good way
I really appreciate it.
Say goodbye. I couldn't say anything to you face-to-face because I feel like I'd choke out, but yeah. That was the best way to do it.
I love it. I really appreciate that. You put a lot of effort into that.
Bronte was my roadie.
I was here yesterday while he was recording it, and his voice, as you can hear, was kind of going, which kind of
that was
worked for Nickelback.
No, I've had a sore throat for about 2 weeks, and that was the end of the tether, I think.
That's
my message to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I think you're crying with emotion. Yeah. I'm crying with laughter, but same.
Well, there's a bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
I'm crying because it was just shit ass.
Says the boss.
He would not turn his chair for you, apparently.
No, the chair did not turn.
No.
Don't do that again.
Thank you, Sam.
No, that was good. That was
he
good.
Did very yeah. well.
Well, our next part is obviously we want to open it up to the people of the Riverina too. So 13, 12, 16, if you'd like to wish Claire farewell, now is your time to do it. We'll take your calls after this.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Claire, 11 minutes you have.
It feels weird.
Your last show for this stage.
It feels so odd.
It does feel odd, but we've been asking for your calls on 13, 12, 16, and Jeff's given us a call to pass on a message. Jeff, what's your message to Claire?
Just good luck and thank you.
Well, I'm sure that
good luck to you and Sam, and hope everything goes well, and we'll see you after you have your little one.
Absolutely, and I'm still going to be around town. Like, I'm not going anywhere.
She'll find your van, mate, and have a donut.
Absolutely.
Well, we're doing something for Sammy on the 5th of July, so Beautiful. Come and say g'day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Get around it.
Well, cool. I mean, I may only be like a week postpartum by that point, so I don't know if I'll come then, but I definitely will in the near future.
No, there'll be definitely more events in the future we'll be at, so come up and say g'day and, yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, awesome. Thanks,
Jeff. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
That's all right. No worries at all. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
See ya. And Stu's also given us a call as well. Hey, Stu.
All the best.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Will do. Mm. Now, Stuart, I actually have a question for you. Ooh. Of all people.
Wow.
Now, you are a regular caller. We speak to you quite frequently. When I first found out I was pregnant, I hadn't told anyone I was pregnant. Off air, you said to us once, just before Christmas, hey, Sam, I'll buy you a carton of beer. Claire, you can't have any because you're pregnant. Mm. How did you know?
You got me on the spot.
Yeah, good. Good, I like this.
When you get married, 99.9% people get pregnant.
I call bull dust on this being your excuse, Stu.
Hey, Stu, you'd make a good politician, mate. Well played.
Well, Stu, thank you very much for your kind words, though. And I will miss hearing you all the time as well.
Yes.
And when you get back, then I'll buy you a carton of beer.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good.
Thanks, Stu.
Thanks, Stu.
All right, look after yourself.
Thanks, mate. There we go, Claire.
A big thank you to everyone who sent us a message on Facebook as well. Really appreciate that.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
And Sam, yes. Bronzy, there is a new thing that Facebook's trialling at the moment that I think is probably taking it a step further than they probably should.
Ooh.
So we all know that Facebook trials all sorts of stuff all the time. You see Facebook change on your phone and you're like, where did that little tab come from?
Or It'll update and you're like, I had no idea about this.
Exactly. Well, they're trying a new AI tool. So AI tools are artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. back-end stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one goes a little bit further, though, than you'd expect. It is a tool that is trying to help sift through revenge nude videos.
Oh, the four-letter word that starts with P and rhymes with torn.
Exactly.
Oh.
Revenge torn.
It's trying to it's trying to combat that,
pretty much.
Proactive.
Right.
Yeah. Which seems a bit weird, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
So the tech giant has apparently said that they're looking to find a solution to put an end to these revenge videos being put up online. Ooh. And finding a way to be able to take them down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, one way to take them down is you find the video and you report it.
Yes.
But they want to take these down before it even gets to that stage. So they've teamed up with the Australian government.
Oh, wow. So it's been endorsed by the government.
It's been endorsed by the government. Apparently, it's quite controversial because this pilot program basically tells you to submit your revenge
images videos.
And videos.
What?
To Facebook. And then they'll use those and their AI systems to reverse look for the videos and photos online.
So they want us to send those photos in.
Yeah.
And then they'll use that photo to see if it's somewhere in their system.
If it's going to surface in the public realm.
Yeah.
What?
So basically, send your nudes to us is what Facebook is saying.
And the government.
Yeah, the government too.
I mean, it's controversial, but also, doesn't Facebook constantly have these leaks of data and
the government?
And the government.
Well, the Australian E-Safety Commissioner says that it's a step in the right direction.
Mm.
Now, I understand that it is an invasion of privacy when things like this happen.
Absolutely. It'd be horrible.
Once you put something online, it's online.
Yeah.
So if it's not already online, you think it might be, but it's not, and you send it to Facebook, you've just put it online yourself.
Definitely online then.
The hackers would have a frenzy trying to get this stuff down.
Now, victims and support organisations of revenge videos and photos have given Facebook apparently some positive feedback to expand this pilot in the coming months. So it looks like it could work in a good way, but I still think that it's
risky.
It's dodge.
It's a risky business.
Like, Sam, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Ever taken a nude?
Never.
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 Never liked them.
You've never been on Tinder and decided to send one of those sneaky photos that girls always hate?
I don't even feel comfortable messaging women that sort of,
I agree.
Genre online.
Okay. I've never done it. Everything you have been taught is that is just too risky.
Hang on. Let's turn this around on Claire.
Let's not turn it around on me.
Yeah, it's your last day. Come on, Bronte, guns are blazing.
Have you ever received something?
Yes, I have received.
Because I know that, like, as a female, it happens quite frequently.
I've received and not reciprocated in any way.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's not nice.
Chat.
We're learning a lot about each other.
Have you received and sent, Claire?
Yes.
Yeah,
when I was younger.
Who can wolf whistle? I can't right now.
I can't wolf whistle either.
Too early.
Either way, though, I think this is dodgy. It's a bit risky.
Sending
your nudes to Facebook. Like, and how do you submit them? Where's the security?
I know. No, I think maybe just don't take them in the first place.
Yeah, smart idea.
Has this been accepted?
What do you mean accepted?
It's been endorsed.
Yeah, it's been endorsed by
the
government.
Is it in the public? Have they gone, let's do this?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Yes and no. I think it's one of those controversial type things. So depends on who you ask as to what they think.
True.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Well,
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. See if this becomes a thing.
Thankfully, I haven't taken any in it recently, so I don't need to submit any to Facebook. Yes. But I'm sure there are people out there who probably do.
Those days are behind you.
Oh, hey? Yeah.
For now.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
Israel Folau.
Mm.
He has obviously been making the headlines for the last couple of months for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
He was caught putting a social post on Instagram saying that hell awaited gays and a number of other people who came under sinning.
Yeah.
And he got sacked from Rugby Australia for a code of conduct breach.
And you would think that would shut him up for a little
while. He'd go, I'll reassess my life. Yeah. Tonga, I know, has offered him a lifeline.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, they're quite a religious place.
Country.
Yeah.
But Izzy Folau, he's not going down without a fight. He has started a GoFundMe page asking us, the public, for $3 million to help fight his legal fight against Rugby Australia, because he's taking them to court. He's not going down. Obviously sacked after that homophobic post.
Yes.
Mm. So $5 million was his contract.
Right, okay.
A lot of money that was being torn up in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Basically, he wants that $3 million so that he still makes some sort of money, because it's not going to cost him $3 million in court fees, is it?
Well, I guess Rugby Australia will have They'd be throwing everything they've got at them, and they're worth a lot more than Izzy Folau himself. So I'm not sure how far this is going to get him, but have you got an update, Bronte, of how much he's raised since Thursday? This has gone up.
Only yesterday it went up. Unfortunately, even since we've been talking about it, it's continued to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's currently sitting at $7,101.
A minute ago, it was in the 6,000s.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So people are donating. We've got some donations of $100, $10.
Jeez, okay.
He is asking for $3 million.
So jeez, that's a lot of money.
He's got a long way to go, but it'll be interesting to see how many supporters he does have. He said that him and his wife, Maria, they've already spent upwards of $100,000 in legal fees.
That's his choice.
And I've got a snippet of a video that he's uploaded to YouTube to support this GoFundMe page.
Hi, I'm Israel Folau. As Australians, we're born with the right to freedom of religion and the right to freedom of expression. The Christian faith has always been a part of my life, and I believe it is my duty as a Christian to share God's word. Rugby Australia tore up my employment contract for doing just that, and that's wrong. Every Australian should be able to practice their religion without fear of discrimination in the workplace.
There's a lot of questions there.
Just the pronunciation of faith. I think he's...
Oh, two Fs in there, I think.
Faith.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
But in the end, I think...
There's a lot in there that you can unpack.
Is he getting confused with the fact that he was sacked not for his belief in religion? It was the fact that he abused the social media policy that Rugby Australia had.
Well, no, I don't think he's realised that.
I'm not sure what leg he's got to stand on. So it's going to be interesting to see how far he goes in this battle and to see if he can last the distance. It comes actually after, too. He's already been caught once giving a sermon at a church, continuing on with these horrific remarks to a lot of people. It's hurting a lot of people.
Absolutely.
He's now been caught in another video doing the same thing again.
Unfortunately, so, I don't think we've seen the last of what he thinks about all that kind of thing.
He's doubling down on his anti-gay stance and his extremely, strong religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
But usually sometimes we finish these stories with saying good luck to them, but not to this one.
Not this one.
Let's go! Trending now
at hits.com.au.
There's a new baby in the Bachelor world.
Ooh.
Maddie J and Laura Byrne have welcomed their first child together.
Congrats.
They have had a little girl.
Aw, so have they named her?
They named her Marley May Rose.
Oh, that's yours. Really cute. Oh, yeah, totally. That's my baby's name.
Shocker. Oh, my goodness. It's going to make the
if
area
it actually
news
was,
front page.
I'd be like, what?
They've named it after both of their grandmas,
that's
which is
really
lovely.
Cute, though. I like Marley May.
Marley May. Yeah. Very, very
what's his
sweet.
Name? What's the dude's name again?
Maddie J. Maddie
he's
Johnson.
Way too nice.
He's
he
lovely.
Is.
Way
so,
too perfect.
So nice. Yeah.
And now they have a perfect little family of three. They met on the reality show in 2017. One of the strongest couples from the from the franchise. So congratulations to them.
Yes.
And something very exciting. Which I've gotten you to play quite a few times now, Sam. The new trailer for the Lion King remake has been released overnight, and there is the spot features finally the duet between Donald Glover and Beyonce for Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Have a listen.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Oh my gosh, her voice is
those
amazing.
Harmonies.
Can we do that one more time?
Yeah, yeah, please.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Just listen to her voice. It's just so melodic.
I know that is.
Hey, and childish.
Well, yeah, well,
he's Donald in this one.
Oh, sorry, Donald, sorry.
Yeah, so the movie comes out July 19, so about a month away, and they're going to have the songs including Hakuna Matata, Circle of Life. It's going to be epic. Oh,
Griffith.
Griffith City Cinemas should be able to have it.
I'll be there, first in line, ready to go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely packed.
It's one of the kids, like, no matter what age you are, big kid, little kid, parent, you're going to take your kids to see it.
For sure.
Exciting
can't
times
wait.
Ahead.
Yeah, I'm
big.
Excited.
Big goss coming out of Bronte this morning. For more trending now news, head to hit.com.au.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Yeah, that was your final farewell song, Pinks. Raise your glass.
I said I don't cry and I never cry and no one's seen me cry, but you guys are all going to make me cry. The whole office in the studio. Massive thank you to everyone for everything this morning. It has been an amazing morning, from the streamers and balloons to you guys all coming in, and to you two for making this on-air experience amazing as well.
It's been a great week.
It has.
Before I go, I have to say a massive thank you to everyone who tunes in every morning, whether you call, whether you message us on Facebook, whether you just listen. A big thank you and for putting up with both of us.
Whether you complain too. You love complaints.
Well, I mean, we don't love them. Please don't send them through too often. But, you know, but yeah, all the support and love in messages and everything else. I'm only gone for 6 months, but a big thank you again to everyone. Good luck, Bronte.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you for everything this week.
No worries.
I feel relatively prepared to deal with this one for a little while. So
I'm not getting a good luck.
Sam, I am going to say good luck to you.
Thank you.
Please press the right buttons. Yes. I will be tuning in Monday. No, I won't. I'll be sleeping I'm lying. But yeah, thank you, everyone.
It's been a pleasure, Claire. Good luck on this next chapter.
Thank you.
We all wish you well.
6 months.
Looking forward to it. Congratulations.
Bye.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.